What's up?
What's happening?
What's up?
How's everybody doing today?
Another day. Another rubbing two pennies together, hoping for a dollar.
Two pennies, bro. I'm just trying to get a dime.
I don't think that's how that works.
Yeah.
You're not doing it right. You got to.
Is you a magician?
Hey, I do a lot of stuff to try to get this paper.
Wait, what?
Come on. Okay, so, hey, we got some new voices over here. And y'all can see us right now. So, you know, it's your boy Q.
It's
your boy Tiz.
We got Casper the Ghost over here.
I can't even look at that screen no more. All right, it's Joel. What's cracking? It's where you introduce yourself, PJ.
Oh, my bad. I thought. Okay, you know what? Restart. What's up? I'm cool.
Patrick. Brian don't edit, so I'm saying that right now.
This is going to be all up in the thing.
Just be like, it's good. Upload.
I mean, like, you know what I mean? We got to be easy breezy, you know? PJ's up in space. Just took a little time for him to hear us.
Yeah, a little lag up here, but it's all good.
I bet. So y'all haven't heard from us in a minute. But it's the gentleman's delegation getting back together, getting some recordings done. I want to say appreciate everybody that's been asking about us. And so, like, when y'all going to come out? We need y'all. We up here locked down. What y'all going to do?
This is the first lockdown podcast, so this is COVID.
First podcast, Atlanta lockdown been over by 10 months, but
Atlanta didn't lock down. Outside of that first month, they was like, oh, wait, pandemic over, okay. Because there was a whole pool, indoor pool.
Indoor
party.
Pool compound. As soon as they
indoor pool. That was crazy.
Very next day, COVID number spikes.
Does it spike out if it keeps going up?
Thank you.
Like, was it really?
Spike? Do we even know the number right now? The minute Trump said, hey, no more numbers, I haven't seen no more numbers.
He called it. And then, you know, now that it's not in the news and everybody focused on Texas, there's really no more COVID. So, you know.
Yeah. But we believe
it. Back to $2 Tuesdays. Hey, do people still go to U-Bar?
Yeah, U-Bar is still open. The signs
are open. Still open, still lit. Central Station. You know how we do in Atlanta. Well, let's go back and recap how it started and how it's going. That's going to be... I'm staring at the little board right there because I got a whiteboard in the corner trying to read it. You know what I mean?
All right.
Because the glare on my glasses can't see.
You're not wearing glasses.
I know. That's why I look so hard. Because there's glare on the glasses if I would have had the glasses on. But anyway, it go. Like, last year, when did y'all, like, know COVID was about to be a big thing? Like, when did you actually start taking it, like, real serious?
When Dream Selfish got canceled.
Oh, yeah, we did have tickets to Dream.
Oh, yeah, it was in the
Let's see, for me.
Every night I go to sleep and be mad when them shoes are still glowing on the doggone corner.
I'm going to post Joel's Dreamville outfit because he never got to wear it.
I think it was real for me when, like, because, of course, you know, my job is never going to be affected. Armageddon's going to hit, and they're still going to be trying to get me to come to work. So when my wife was off work and was still getting a full paycheck, I was like, so this is the thing. This is real.
I guess it was real for me when the whole thing about, like, the mask, like, you got to wear masks now. I was like, oh, we got to do all that? I've never had to wear a mask before, and we had the flu. So,
yeah. China been wearing masks, though.
It's China, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Where all the world, I'm not gonna stereotype where all the diseases come. But a lot, they're more used to it because of volcanoes, and a lot of diseases are over there because of the population and all that jazz. That sounds
I'm gonna
more,
look that up. Is there a correlation to volcanoes and diseases? Because I've never heard that.
Yeah, like Japan and China over there, they have like little, like, sirens for, like, volcano like you know how we have pollution days here? They were like, it's heavy pollen day, or heavy air pollution. They be like, it's heavy ash day, and they tell you to watch your mouth. Not heavy volcano day, but you know, watch there's a lot of volcanic contaminants in the air.
Today's going to be a heavy volcano day, everybody. So please make sure you wear your mask and be prepared for the extra ash in the sky. So why don't Hawaii have these issues?
So, like, I really thought it was serious. I was following it in, like, February, and I'm just like, and they ain't going to shut nothing down. But when my company was just like, hey, all, like, the severe people, y'all could take off and still get paid, I was just like, oh. you telling me to be home? And then, like, for those who don't know, I work with Joe. Every week, Joe was so mad because every week they would call me and be like, well, we extending it. And Joe had already, if you see back there in the back of Joe's, he has the whiteboard for all the week schedule. Every week, Joe would write me on that schedule and I'll call him like, hey, they told me not to come in.
Right. When I tell you, I've never known somebody who can milk something as long as this man did. You was out just as long as my wife. Like, I feel like y'all was over here competing on who could stay out of work the longest and still get a full paycheck.
I'm just saying, it was like, safety. It was safety.
I mean,
I was in my house locked down for a good month and a half. Then I got
bored. Yeah, because this man, the moment COD opened with the new season, he'd be the only person day one be on like level 52. Because
that is very true. That's very true.
He'd be up all day, all night playing the game. Hey, man,
you know what I mean? I was up there doing what my company told me to do and paid me to do, and that was to stay safe. Stay safe. Yeah. That's all I'm saying.
And you know what? Can't be mad. He didn't get COVID. So he obviously did something right.
Thank you very much. So, COVID free.
For now. We'll see.
Whoa, just
dang. We're still in the pandemic. It's not like it's gonna go away tomorrow.
Yeah, it's not gonna go away tomorrow. So yeah, for now. And I'm not superstitious, so I'm not gonna knock on wood. What about you, Joe? What's your chime in for when you knew it was serious?
When you was off the 6 months and he had to work by himself. The same as you, it's just he was the one actually catching the stick.
Oh, wow. I was dying. I think like a lot of people, man, you know, it was numbers are just numbers. When you start to actually see people that's catching it or see people that pass from it, you know, it hit different then. So probably pretty early in it, you know, I had some people I was close with that passed. And so that made it real for sure. Cause it was, you know, relatively healthy people that you wouldn't have, you know, you'd have been flabbergasted if it had been like the flu or something. So, you know, you kind of figured out it was a bigger deal than, you know, other stuff we had dealt with before.
Yeah. I'm with that. Yeah. Yes. When it hits you, you be like, man, this is serious. And especially trying to be on it. And I know I'm just going to speak for myself, but I've slacked on how I've treated it since the beginning. Like with the keeping the hand sanitizer and stuff like that. So, you know, just like PJ said, it's not over. So I got to get back on and stay with it.
Yeah.
So how did y'all?
The crazy thing is that they always say like people in the medical field are worse. And I just remember because, you know, when it first happened, I had all these paramedics that I worked with and they sit there, you know, more people die from the flu every year than this does. And, you know, there's more kids dying from hunger, but, you know, you don't hear them reporting about it like they doing this. You know, this is a political scheme, blah, 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 this, and the third, and still trying to do what they want, running on these calls with these six folks and not wearing a mask, and then 2 months later get COVID. It's real. Y'all be careful out here. Be safe. I'm like, oh, okay, no, keep the same energy. Where's your, show me your blue numbers right now.
Yeah.
And now he come back, you know, after being sick and down for 2 weeks, because he was just like, man, I can't wait till I catch COVID and, you know, I'm out for 2 weeks. this man said that he went to go sit there and go pee and felt like he ran a marathon. I'm like, yeah, bet you wish you had your mask on now.
Yeah, he probably still not wearing a mask.
Yeah, true. No, he still don't. Still don't.
Now he's the one singing the "I'm Immune" song.
Yep.
But there's too many different coming to these days, like strands of that bad boy now. So you might be immune to one. And then next thing you know, the other one come get you. So I know I talked about how my work went and like how a job work affected.
Nothing changed.
So did you always work from home, PJ?
Well, I used to work from home like a couple days a week. So I was like maybe like 1 or 2 days. But they were like, hey, just don't come back. And I was like, all right, cool. They shipped all my stuff to my house, and they was like, yeah, just stay here until whenever we call you back. Well, I was like, woof, all right.
Have you went back yet?
Nah, I have not set foot in that building since it started.
Well, unlike everybody else, my job got about 4 times worse. It's been terrible. I've never worked more in my life. Because I had 2 out of my 4 employees were home for 2 months. So there was that. So that was fun, getting to juggle those 4 jobs with 2 people. And then, we work in the apartment industry. So you had a lot of people that moved out because they just couldn't afford the rent, or a lot of people that – we're paying to live in the Dunwoody area because they worked in the area. So now if you're not working in the area anymore, you can rent somewhere cheaper. So we had a lot of turnover, so a lot of units to get ready. We definitely turned more units in that first couple months. And see, I turned in my whole life in a couple months. So
good job, Joe.
A lot of 60-hour days. I mean, 60-hour weeks, rather. Fun stuff.
Hey, but the check was nice, though.
It's true. Got a truck. It's nice.
Yeah.
Even though at the time, like, when you in it, you don't care nothing about none of that. No, you ain't trying to hear that you're about to get 15 hours of overtime a week and X, Y, and Z. But then at the end of that 2 weeks, when that check hit, you got to reevaluate and be like, was it really that bad? Like, you start reasoning with yourself. It's like, it didn't suck that bad. And until that next week starting you all over again, you'd be like, nah, it sucked. It really, really sucks.
Nah, I mean, I feel like it gets to a point where you're like, bro, I value my time more than the money. It's just like, I'm working all these weeks, and I'm only getting this amount of money. I was like, I could be doing something else that I enjoy.
You telling me that I'm going to get hit time and a half, and it got to get done anyway, and I'm going to get paid for it? I haven't hit that point where I value my time more. I'm
like, maybe people in Texas
I
right
want
now,
my money.
Anybody in my field in Texas wants to kill themselves right now.
Oh, bro,
like, I'll be 100% honest right now. They call me right now. We fly you out of Texas, and you get unlimited overtime. I am going.
They would break you.
Hey,
it's okay. I'll be broke, but I'll be paid. I'll come back. Like,
you
hey.
Me both. I will sit there. Go ahead.
Oh, no. I'm just – that was me limping back to Georgia with a full paycheck.
Because while you playing, let them call me, and I'm not even in the field. I'll switch fields to go to Texas. And I will read all about apartment maintenance on the flight there and probably have to go stop at Home Depot because I don't have no tools. But, we worked it all out.
People in the water evac right now are getting millions of dollars.
Oh, my homeboy just drove down there 2 days ago. He does water restoration. He was just like, there's money to be made. I'll be back. I don't know when, but there's money to be made. And then, insurance paper, all that. And these folks is just like, they just throwing it at them. When the whole city floods, it's just like, you ain't got to be greedy. You just sit there and be like, yeah, I want this. I want that one. You can actually turn down work. You ain't got to compete with nobody. Folks sitting there trying to throw work at you because everybody flooded. So it's not even like there's just, only a few people. So pandemic have worked out for some people, put them in positions to be able to come up financially. Now, are they working for it? Definitely. But you definitely put people in some better situations.
Yeah. Some people better.
Or worse.
Some folks worse.
A lot of people that aren't considered essential were shown to be essential. A lot of people that consider themselves essential would realize they weren't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So shout out to all the
You know, you always hear that department is essential, but you know, my paycheck don't reflect essential worker. It reflected you work for the county, and your job is not affected by what's going on in the world. So, pandemic, Armageddon, bubonic plague.
Nah, bro, you work
you here.
Waffle House schedule. Hey, Waffle House,
basically.
And bro, like Waffle House took a big hit. That was another thing that for the first time in my life, I ain't never seen Waffle House like. Clothes. There's Waffle House that still haven't bounced back. Like my Waffle House on
the most of them just got shower curtains hanging up between the stalls.
I've seen that. I've been to a Waffle House with shower curtains between the stalls.
You know, you gotta be safe. You know, those safety precautions.
I still ordered my All Star meal though. So
I said, thank you. In and out, fam. In and out. Call. They was like, please call and sit in your car. I'm like, bet.
Way to wear this mask like a headband.
And you know what? That's how you know it's still good.
Just put it in the bag, bro. Just put it in the
bag. And you know what? As bad as it is, I can honestly say I can't really complain because I know it's been a lot worse for a lot of other people. Like, you know, for me, we're going to run the med calls. We're going to get the fires. We're going to get whatever. You know, Joe, it sucks up for you just because you were down, but, you know, you're still doing your same job. But for those people who had to not only their job completely changed on how they had to go about working, and then on top of that, it was just like stuck doing it. It's just like it kind of sucked, especially if they're like, no, you still got to do this, but there is no real hazard pay or there is no real overtime. You here or yeah, you just don't get no job.
Oh, yeah. If you were just there.
Yeah. Yeah, on the other hand, shout out to all the niggas that came up on unemployment getting your extra $500-$600.
Oh, hey, I was so jealous of that.
What the LLC, fraud, all the people that was PPC loans.
Oh, they came right back for those. Hey,
again, shout out to all y'all. I'm not mad. I'm just mad that I didn't think about it too.
All right, who you telling? Trying to get up in it, you know what I mean? Hopefully have lockdown number two. I can just slide in it. Let me get my LLC and get it cracking. But so that's how it started, right?
Yeah.
So what are some stuff like how it's going? What are some things that are like the new normal that we kind of got to get used to? And you see it's going to like, you know, we rock it since 2020. It's 2021. We still in it. And then you see it still going in the future.
Mask. I can't see mask because I just seen an article saying how, you know, even though all the people getting their vaccines, this does not mean that you can go without masks. So I think mask is going to kind of be one of those like new norms for a while. Social distancing is finger quotes on social distancing, but it's going to try to be a thing. Now, how successful and, you know, people in society start to relax their standards, but I think primarily, I think the mask is going to probably be the biggest thing. It's going to probably be the new norm.
Yeah, I can see that.
One thing I don't know or don't like, I don't know how to figure out movies and movie theaters. Like, I need them to either like take out chairs. I don't want to pay extra. There's a lot of movies that's coming out right now, and I don't have HBO Max.
I was gonna say, bro. Now that's what I saw about HBO Max.
HBO Max is killing it right now.
Yeah.
Like, bro. Like everything I want to watch in theaters or HBO Max. I'm like, come on.
I think that's gonna be a new normal too. Just streaming services in general. Like,
yeah,
they have made bank. Like Disney Plus. All Disney the movies Plus, coming out for Disney Plus and then HBO Max is like, why do I have to leave my house now?
Which is, real I mean, the thing is like they, I mean, if you think about it, you're cutting down, like the movie industry will actually be cutting down the cost because granted, people actually went out and paid for, you know, pay for these movies to actually go. So they're probably not going to be making as much consistent money. I mean, making as much money like, you know, first week opening, they made this many millions of dollars, but because of the fact that you're getting all these people that are buying these subscriptions, think about how Netflix started. It was like $7.99 when it first started, or $4.99, and then each after a while, it slowly started to go up. And I got my Hulu. I swear I was paying like $10.99.
I'm paying $20.
Them paying me, charging me $6 a month right now.
$17.
Hulu is right now charging me $60 a month.
What? Well, you got the live. TV. Yeah, you got the Hulu TV.
Because there's no point in in 2021. There's no point in having cable. There's really
you got cable though.
But you're paying for cable.
I mean, yeah, I'm.
That's what it's funny. It's funny what? That has happened because like they started with like, oh, cut the cord, get away from that, and then you kind of had this kind of a la carte thing with streaming. But now the a la carte thing is more expensive than cable was, and everything has all their own a la carte. So at some point, which is pretty basically now, we're just back to buying cable.
Bro, cable going to be like, you want the cord back?
Places. And yeah, like we're like a year away from them just saying, okay, cool, but we'll give you all this from cable.
For $80. Yeah. And we'd be like, oh, time out, wait a minute.
Oh, I could stop paying this $150 in random streaming things and go back to Netflix. Okay.
I ain't going
to
be 100% honest. If you hear this and you have HBO Max and you want to switch out some subscriptions for your boy, I got Funimation, right? I got Hulu, Netflix. So we can talk about a little trade.
You have
a little
the real one, though? Or you got the play cheap one, or you got the real one? The
real what?
I don't watch commercials in 2021, okay?
Which one? I don't got commercials on. The only one I got is Funimation. And that's one thing. That's what's wrong with people in all these not commercials. When do you text? Y'all niggas be looking at the phone doing your whole show because you don't have a commercial break. The commercial is for texting.
No.
As long as I can skip the intro, the commercials are for texting. To the show.
And that's one thing Netflix does better than anybody else is the skip intro and the skip next episode buttons. Those are so clutch and save you so much time.
Hulu has it too now. Hulu got it too.
Yeah, Hulu jumped
in. Yeah. Hulu, now the only thing is Hulu going to make you pay for it. Netflix is just like, this is just what we do. We know we want y'all to binge watch. So Netflix promote binge watching. Their shows are made to binge watch. So it's just like, hey, we can easily put you into this next episode. We already know you're gonna skip the intro. Save yourself that 2 minutes and 52 seconds. And go ahead and get right back into it.
For no reason.
As soon as I watch about 2 episodes of anything and we hit that like third or fourth commercial break, I'm like, nah, what's the upgrade?
Cool. Oh, bro, the worst is Crunchyroll, bro. Fine. That's the worst one. Their commercials be like 8 minutes.
One, bro. I have one through one series. Oh, it's 15.
Crunchyroll is a bit because you'll watch 2 minutes of the show and have to sit do 8 episodes, 8 commercials.
I said, bro, I can't do this. I don't live this life, bro.
But that's how they get you. They make the commercials extra long, bro. I'm watching more commercials than show.
That is very, very true.
So I don't like that. So we got the mass. I guess, like, you know, entertainment has just changed. And the entertainment industry is going to be – it's going to be hard to bounce back. They just now starting to do some small – well, we in Atlanta. They just now starting to do some small venue stuff. But when you think, like, concerts are going to come back, like big, large gatherings – like, I think the MLB said that this season will be limited crowds, too. So, it's just, like, what do y'all think about those type of things, about the new normals? Like, concerts.
Big now, granted, none of us was paying to go to – could probably afford to go to Super Bowl anyway, but Super Bowl was, you know.
I would have caught that field on fire after that trash halftime show.
Bro, I like the halftime show. Hold up. The weekend did his thing.
Bro, how do I mute one person?
well, we'll have to go on to this.
What did you like about it?
The singing and the performance.
So everything?
Also, the person they picked.
Wow. You don't think the Weeknd can sing?
I did before I watched that performance.
You know what? It wasn't... Was it one of my favorite performances? No. Was it one of the worst ones? Nah. It was just a lot of stuff in between. I feel like that it would
I don't want to be just pouring my liquor on the camera.
Bro, it was terrible. I love it. There was one
they
song.
They could have just brought somebody. They could have had somebody else in there with him. They should have had, like, he could have did it with somebody else. If he would have, I think it would have probably helped, like, break up the I don't know what he was doing, but I actually like the little band that they had in the background. I'm not gonna lie to you.
Yeah, the whole him, the whole thing. The thing with him running in the little maze, that was kind
of,
that gave
the
me
highlight
like,
of the whole thing was the memes. That was the
that was true.
Yeah, the
maze highlight thing was of your little, performance is memes. That ain't it.
His little yeah. rap did give me like vertigo and like made me nauseous, but.
It was amazing. It was an amazing show. I mean, but will there be any more shows in 2021 like that in person?
Not if we're not like New Zealand. They're already having concerts already.
How much is the trip to New Zealand, bro? I need to go to a concert.
We can't go to New Zealand. We are banned.
Yeah, we're banned. Yeah, we're banned from a lot of places.
All white from New Zealand.
You have to be all white today.
When they as a whole are able to get rid of a pandemic and the rest of the world is still sitting there struggling, it's like, nah, y'all cannot come here. This is the one time the like, people are – like other countries are able to actively, vocally voice how much, no, we don't care about y'all money, U.S. Y'all can't come. It don't matter how much money you got, y'all can't come.
It's just the U.S. Hey, hold on. Keep going. Oh, my bad. It's just the U.S. for the most part. My bad. I was saying hold on to myself.
He said, wait, stop. No, y'all keep going.
Yeah.
Hey, stop. Keep going, right. No, but then, I mean, because the thing is that they actually did what they were supposed to do and what we should have did, but you had people who were more worried about the economy and everything else, which, you know, we ain't going to get into all that. But, like, they completely shut down. But to me, honestly, nobody, like, who handled it the best? Like, it was real savage. But, and I don't know if theirs is completely gone, but the Philippines, when they little general or whatever my man's was, I think he would have been the president. When that man got on the news, was like, we, you know, now we are instituting a curfew. If you are in the streets, we're going to look at it as you don't value our life and we're going to shoot you. I was like, dang. And he said, if they arrest you, so if they don't shoot you and they choose to arrest you, when you go to jail, you got to fend on your own. They're not going to feed you because you don't care about their lives, so they don't care about yours. And he said that on the news and walked off in front of, like, nationwide. I was like, he's a gangster. And nobody said nothing else. And guess what? Guess who wasn't out past that curfew?
Nobody.
They said, freak that. We ain't going to work. Nobody. Ain't no more work after 9 o'clock.
Like Trinidad, like Jamaica, they've been jailing people for months because they outside breaking the little, you know, 14-day quarantine if you arrive there and you go out there. So, I mean, it's
– over here, you got
– if I got locked in somewhere, mind. At least let it be somewhere lit, though.
You get – no, I don't want to go to jail in Trinidad or Jamaica.
No, yeah, you don't want to do that. You want to go to jail in foreign country, now, period.
Yeah, thank you.
No, there's – where is it?
Norway. Norway.
Iceland or Greenland? Norway.
Yeah, yes. Norway. Send me to jail in Norway,
Send
bro.
Me to jail there. Please send me to jail there.
With degrees, lawyers.
Their whole prison system is straight about rehabilitation. Like, and their sales are like – look like little loss. I'm like, I'm with all of that.
They're living better than
us. And you eating good.
Facts.
I'm like, I'm going to have a better quality of life being in jail in Norway than I do being free in the U.S.
Nah, that's true. Man. So are we ever going to get it right? Like,
nah, we're never going to get it right.
Do you think it's going to be a lockdown 2.0 or anything?
I don't think we'll go back on lockdown because we barely went on lockdown the first time. But,
true.
I mean, it's going to be a long time before we see – anything like normalcy again.
Normalcy. Okay. Plus 15 points, Joe.
Might not be a real word, but
it's not, but you tried it.
No, hey, you get double,
you'd be scared to challenge
you. You get double points if you can spell.
True.
Yeah.
I would have looked at that Scrabble board and be like, how many is it? If you didn't hit no triple point or no triple word, I'll let it slide.
We got too many Karens for it to go back to normal.
Yeah. But, like, I can't hate. Because the Karens are really going to help the people that, like, not getting vaccines. I got to let the little first wave of vaccines go through. Right.
You know what?
Slide behind the Karens who make my baby ain't never gonna take a vaccine. Free rides, Go ahead. Go ahead, Miss Karen. Y'all be the first wave on that. I'm just gonna just slide on through. Do what I need.
So my thing is just like, I feel like when it comes to this whole vaccine thing, it's one of those like you taking an L either way. Now, would I would have felt better if they would have been like, hey, this vaccine is going to, you know, not only prevent you from getting it, but it prevents you from being able to spread it to others. If that was like a thing, then I would have got it right when they were offering it to the fire department. And it wouldn't have been so far I've signed up 3 times and I canceled all 3 appointments. But, you know, I'm still considering, but there's still going to be a high possibility of doing so, because granted, you know, I have been around COVID patients and not just with work, but, you know, whatever. But, and been tested 7 times and been negative all 7 times. Yeah, and it's a...
I struck my lightning twice and living twice.
And that is it for the gentleman's delegation. Thank you for joining in for our recap podcast.
This is where we would have needed to be able to input a commercial, and that would have been our commercial break.
He said, I felt fancy.
What's going on, fellas? What's going on?
Hey, what up?
Oh, front desk, man.
Hey, front desk, man. Yeah, man.
But I'm telling nobody. I'm still in hours right now.
But yeah, long story short, I'm probably gonna get the vaccine. Just because I've been, you know, I have at this point have not gotten it, and you know, now they're saying as far as all these different like strands, I'd rather be on the safer side, especially with my job and then bringing it home to my wife. If it was just me, I'd be like, you know. It's like playing craps. We're going to hit 7 or 11.
But see, honestly, that's what makes me almost more nervous, though, because, you know what I'm saying, the scariest thought for all of it for me is that you could be asymptomatic. So it's just like, you know, taking it's good, and I'm glad that, like, it lessens your symptoms and stuff, but that's what makes me more nervous than anything, because if I got it and I don't really know it, you know what I'm saying, then I'm going to spread it.
But you had a lot of people, even without the vaccine, who were asymptomatic. Even as of right now, most of us on this chat are probably healthy enough where if we did get it, we're not going to show any signs or symptoms.
And I'm so sure glad you said most of us, because one of us is definitely high risk.
Hey, I wasn't going to sit there and throw no names out there, because, you know, that ain't... But yo, I'm not trying to violate your HIPAA laws, but, you know...
You good, bro.
You know, and with that being the case, even if I was just that I was to get sick or whatever, there's a high chance that I probably wouldn't show any signs or symptoms, but then I carry it. And so I'm just like, regardless, it's not like, you know, oh, well, if I don't get the vaccine, then I'm guaranteed to show signs, and then at least I know. I'm like, either way, you're going to do it, but at least with one of those situations, you have a good chance to be able to protect yourself. Because even though you are asymptomatic, don't necessarily mean that down the line it won't cause no lasting effects from actually having COVID. Especially all these respiratory issues that a lot of people are suffering from.
So the question I have about the vaccine, does it stop your symptoms, but you can still transmit it?
Yes.
You can still pretty much transmit it.
Yeah. It helps you fight off. No. It's going to prepare you well and build up antibodies and stuff so that you can fight it off better. But if you still have it, you can still be contagious. If it's on you, you can still, you know, hug your wife and put it on her. You know,
yeah, okay.
So
gotcha.
It still doesn't help with it being – I don't know. It may make you less contagious for less time if it's fighting it off well versus if it's having its way in your body. But
to be honest with you, they still don't know 100% like all the terms and conditions of the vaccine, especially not long-term effects.
They don't know the terms and conditions of COVID, let alone the vaccine.
Yeah, I'm about to say, there's no long-term, nobody knows long-term effects for COVID. So it's just like, I mean, as of right now, it's just, are you going to sit here and try to look at it to try to protect yourself? Or are you going to just sit there and, you know, try to risk it all and just, you know, continue to play Frogger and just hope you don't get it.
I was fire at Frogger, though, sir. So,
why? Like, you know, I ain't going to hold you up. Like, nigga, I'll buy, like, hey, the little lava roll, boy. Perfect. See, you don't know about that Frogger lava roll, though. That's the second thing about volcanoes today.
But, so apparently Q got a fascination with volcanoes.
That just sounds dirty for some reason. I don't know. Did anybody else just... I don't know about that.
So that's just your fascination with volcanoes.
Very true. Very true.
I hate y'all. I hate y'all.
But, I mean, you're going to have people, I feel like, just when it comes to the vaccine, is at the end of the day, it's going to be a personal decision. You're going to get people, you know, I am starting to see more people that are in the medical field kind of move towards that direction of doing it. And it's just, again, you know, somebody who's at the house and, you know, they either work from home like you, PJ, or whatever, where you're not really going out as much, or like you're going out as kind of confined, your level of like possibility of catching is decreased compared to somebody like me or somebody who's a nurse and working in the ICU, or they're working hand in hand with these patients. So it's just at that point, you know.
I think the only person that really, you know, their job really aligns with them staying at home most of the time, probably, you know, out of us, would be PJ. I mean, TJ's at a front desk. I'm in and out of people's homes all day. Brian's in and out of people's homes all day. You're dealing with people who are in and out of their homes or wherever, you know, or at the hospital or whatever, anything in between.
All of the above.
Yeah. Yep.
Right.
It's ain't a fun thing. And that's, you know, every time I kind of like, I would probably not take it. I mean, part of me would, you know, I don't really do with the flu vaccine and that kind of stuff, but I'm just in and out of so many situations, and I have so many close calls, and you find out right before you go to somebody's house that, oh, they said don't come today because they got COVID.
Well, see, y'all have that privilege. You have that privilege where it's just like, oh, just found out, got COVID, don't come. I don't have that. I would get the call, a 62-year-old female tested positive for COVID. She's struggling to breathe. She called 911. We can't be like, hey, I'm sorry. You got COVID. I ain't trying to get it. So, you know,
I'm not going to be a fireman.
Forever be in your favor.
So my question is, right, to everybody, and Cortez, since you're talking about it now, what are some precautions that your job put in place, or what are some extra precautions that you're personally doing? Like, do your job have extra COVID protocols for y'all now? Because I know mine does.
They claim it, but you know, again, even with protocols supposedly being in place, it all comes down to, especially when it's, you know, because even with the fire department, yeah, you got the fire chief or whatever, or our medical director. Long story short, they're not working on shift. They're not at the station every single day. Mm-hmm. So it's almost compared to like get information from corporate. And we all know how we handle information from corporate. We do it until nobody's watching, or we start off that way and then things start to get lax. So, you know, they gave us hand sanitizer. They gave us like bleach bottles to wipe things down. But are people actually sitting there doing that every shift, wiping down an ambulance, wiping down the, you know, wiping down the steering wheel and stuff like that? I do. When I first get to the station in the morning, the first thing I do is go upstairs to my bedroom, and I pretty much let off the day on like Lysol bomb. You said what?
No, go ahead. My bad, sorry.
I feel like it was some type of shade, but I go sit there and Brian. I go sit there and Lysol down everything just because
That was a dark skin joke. Nobody got it.
We share these bedrooms with other people, and it's different for y'all. Y'all get to sleep in y'all bed every night, and you ain't got to worry about a random person who ain't being as clean sleeping in his bed. So I'm like, it's one thing when you got to worry about touching different things. It's another thing when you sleeping in a whole bed or being in a confined room with somebody else who, you know, wasn't as clean. So
yeah. I got you. Anybody else?
We got some quote unquote safety protocols. I don't know if they're necessarily enforced. We got hand sanitizer out, signs everywhere, socially distanced in the lobby of the hotel. We even have these nice, plexiglass, thick glass, maybe about an inch and a half thick screens that the guests step to the left and to the right to. Instead of staying behind the screen, they step to the left and step to the right.
They instead of sneezing directly on your face, they just sneeze on like your cheek.
Basically. Gotcha. We get a box of masks every shift to give out to the guests as they need them, free of charge. But you know, the biggest thing is the safety protocols that we put in place here with the staff are there, but the guests don't necessarily respect that. So like, for instance, we're not doing housekeeping as traditional. You have to either opt in or let us know 24 hours in advance. Otherwise, we don't enter the room. Our breakfast has gone from being a hot breakfast buffet to a grab and go. So you got to take it back to the room. We're not doing room service from the in-house restaurant. So those things allow for the staff to stay safe up until a point because the guests don't respect it, unfortunately. I've had several guests tell me that the pandemic is fake. People are only getting sick from the 5G towers and that they're not going to wear a mask. And I then have to make a decision of if I'm going to escalate that and tell the guests I'm not comfortable checking them in, or just try and get through the process as quick as possible, get them to the room and get them away from my desk.
Always choose smoke.
Wake up and choose violence every day.
Exactly.
I mean, that's been the same case.
In the past, yes.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Joe.
That's been the same case here. I mean, you get the people that don't want to let us in for mandatory, you know, things. Or, you know, we have like a county or a state inspection or something like that. They don't still want to refuse service. And you got people, you know, that's been the same since day one, like don't understand why we don't do certain things. I'm like, well, because it's, you know, it's not necessary. Like it's not mandatory. Like you can buy like
a pandemic.
Bulbs. You know what I mean? So it's you definitely still got the people that just don't see as real.
The ones that get me are the guests that chew me out because our pool is closed or the fitness center is closed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that is a cesspool of COVID waiting to happen. You're breathing on everybody in there. And they just, so when are y'all going to bring it back? Well, can I get the number to corporate? Can I get the number to your GM? I need to talk to someone. I'm the supervisor. If you want me to go in the back and come back out, I can do that because I am the supervisor.
I would. I get a whole nother tie too. See, I'm petty, so that's why I have a whole nother tie on too.
It'd be like, my supervisor tie.
This is my supervisor.
Nah. So what I really do, I don't wear this badge all the time. So when they ask for the supervisor, I will then. Like, I'll put my badge on. How can I help you? Like, it infuriates them every time. I definitely been counseled about doing that. Like, hey, we get it. We know you're the supervisor. They don't know you're the supervisor. Just try and help them as best as you can within a hospitality form. But I'll be like, sometimes they want the smoke. I give them the smoke. I definitely give them the smoke.
Now, again, if you want a second tie that, you know, screams, I am the manager, so you can walk out, just... Or even better, go get your mask that has "I am the manager" on a mask.
I'm the supervisor. I'm the captain now.
Yes.
I might do that.
I'm the pappy.
Like, we want you to have a plain mask. Oh, I'm so sorry. Get your other mask. Like, boom. Same nigga, same protocol.
There you go.
Oh man,
I love that. Man, it's just crazy how many people, and I think when y'all talked about different countries and New Zealand, it just, some people just don't want to sacrifice. It's small stuff.
Yeah. America
it's
be
a
America.
Mask. It's a mask. You can't sacrifice. Yeah. Now, like, we all been out of breath, but you out of breath because you out of shape, not because of the mask.
Round is a shape, sir. Don't do that.
I mean, like, shoot, you know what I mean? I understand that, but I ain't
with it. So what would you call, like, that upside-down potato shape?
Upside-down potato?
You mean when they shape, like, a wisdom tooth? Like, they big up top and then real small? Like, the wisdom tooth
okay.
body?
I am back. Wow, that is disrespectful.
You can say wisdom tooth or my man's from Despicable Me, whichever, you know, fits your
all, what's visual. The top part of a potato for it to be upside down? I don't know what the standardized potato shape is to know what the oven.
I don't understand the question.
I'm gonna right here.
I'm gonna go to Rupert to grab a potato later. So we can inspect it.
Bro, I hope you know, like, everybody say the upside down part of potato, but we all instantly knew he meant an upside down pear. I'm just like,
I thought he was talking about potato.
Wide body, wide top, low body.
Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That makes sense.
Whoop. Hey, anybody, like, you know what I mean? Everybody's beautiful. No matter shape, size, creed, nationality, color of your skin. Okay. You're all beautiful.
I got y'all.
Oh my God.
Just for my
delay. That's not true. So, by the
way. You got
did you grab a potato?
I got two different examples.
Oh, he got it.
So here's your you got some people that's just, you know.
Oh my God. Cortez.
I don't know what meal will cause you to be shaped.
How do you
like
mute
this,
a video?
But then sometimes it gets extreme. And you go like this.
Oh,
that's a yam.
That's a yam, sir. That's a yam. Oh, Cortez gonna get fired up in the comments for this one.
Oh, yam body looking. You look like a yam head.
But you know, it's okay.
Whew, I think
because mobile. Jesus loves all his children.
Amen. That's what it comes down to.
They love all. What was the song? Jesus love all the children of the world.
Dude, I don't know that song. I grew up with those hymns.
Yeah, I don't know that one.
Go ahead.
Yes, I know.
No, that's all I know.
Jesus loves me. I love Jesus. Hey. No, that's not.
I don't think that's how it works.
Like real talk, like if I was raised differently, I would have been a gospel preacher.
He's the Southern Baptist Church.
You'd have been a gospel preacher that's out of deep. His basement.
You sick? Congregation. You sick, boy? Come on now,
hitting
hold
on the one woman that comes.
Hold on. Let me tell you. Shut up. Let me take this to church real quick. Well,
hitting on Sister Bertha.
Sister Bertha.
Hey, Sister Bertha be cooking them greens as you think. Well.
She give you an extra slice of sweet potato pie, too.
Well, here you go, Pastor. I'm like, Sister Bertha.
Bruh, she got that extra elbow skin. That
turkey arm.
Yeah, she got that's mad elbow skin if your name is Bertha. This is the fact.
Please. You know how it go.
Please don't Sister Bertha,
let me see you after the service. Let me see you in my room, my chamber, Sister Bertha. Slap me with the turkey arm. Okay, but see, like, let's get back to what are some stuff that you are looking forward to getting back to normal after the pandemic, or just, you know, in the right circumstance, you know, concerts, if they can have different platforms. Or one thing I did want to try was that outdoor concert that they've been doing. It's like a drive-in movie, but a concert.
I heard about those.
Yeah, those.
They got some in California.
Hey, so, dude, you sound a lot lower than you did before.
Who, me? I thought it was just me. Yeah, you sounded distant.
All right, hello. Can you see a little bit better?
Yeah, you go.
All right, but cool. So, what are some stuff that you're looking forward to getting back to normal? Or as close to normal?
I want to travel. Because to be honest, if anybody who knew my plans, like, COVID hit, like, right after my wedding. And so, like,
hey, congratulations.
I was one of the last folks to make it right before, you know, all the COVID weddings, which ain't COVID weddings or anything. But
real COVID weddings are amazing. I'm trying to still get married while it is COVID, so we can zoom this whole up.
You saved a bunch of money. Like when I tell you,
3 years, nigga. Joe about to die.
Show a murder.
Well, we got Deacon Pastor on here to give his little eulogy.
Eulogy on funerals, right?
Brian will be nowhere near my funeral. It's in my
will. You not gonna hold on. Talk about you not gonna let me. You not gonna do your unit. Come on now.
Not at all.
Please. Why don't not? Like it, man, if anybody needs to do it, I feel like it needs to.
Who
be
else gonna do your
unit? It would need to be
half of my money from my will is going to paying the sniper to hit him with a tranquilizer anywhere near.
Hey, because the thing is that you already know before he even get up there, he's going to have a towel. He's going to have a full three-piece suit on.
Bruh.
And it's probably going to – it's going to have to hit you with one of the wild colors. Like, I'm going lime green or powder pink.
As soon as that first foot lifts to hit the stage. It's a wrap. And big niggas don't fall good.
They don't. Tragic. They really don't.
Them two steps is different when you big.
But for me, honestly,
hey, go ahead.
I'm looking to is probably going back to traveling. Just because, like, even as of right now, yeah, you get a lot of folks just traveling. But, like, I don't even feel like the benefit, especially if you try to go, like, outside of the country, one of the few countries that are actually letting you travel. You're still dealing with a lot of things being shut down, so you're not able to actually like experience like the full like culture of that area because a lot of it is still shut down. You know, so you're not going to get the same effect.
I ain't gonna say it's a waste, but yeah, you're not gonna get the same effect from traveling right now.
Yeah, definitely not.
But yeah, so, I mean, I think, man, like concerts. I had a festival and two other concerts planned for last year. Just for like the first couple months. So I'm definitely ready to get back to that. And just like, man, like hitting the lounge, just like getting like live music is dope. You know what I'm saying? And I kind of really just kind of fell in love with that and was looking forward to getting to enjoy it. And then, you know, outside clothes. But that and probably mushing little kids, man. I miss mushing little kids. I ain't gonna lie.
Okay. That's a new
man.
One.
Yeah, man. Just,
I
ain't mushed a little kid in like 13 months, man. Mad foreheads out here getting, you know what I'm saying, unaccosted. They had it.
Man.
PJ, what about you?
Probably the biggest thing will probably be concerts because I was supposed to go to Coachella last year.
Oh, you were supposed to go to Coachella.
I was
supposed to talk myself into going to Coachella.
Yeah, I had a ticket and everything. Everything was set up to go, but then I was like, COVID, sir.
Oh. And then you seen all those people that tried to go, and they was sitting there standing those like tennis.
Yeah,
like, bro, they got cheated. They got cheated.
Well, everybody living next to Cortez got home because his internet.
Like, I was scared. I was scared. He froze for a good 5 seconds. I'm like,
he just smiling.
I thought we lost it for a second. Oh, I was like, ooh.
I'm still frozen.
It's a pandemic.
Nah, you good now. You good now.
Yeah, you good now. So concerts, mushing little kids.
Yeah.
TJ,
what you want?
TJ. Like, I'll jump in. Like, man, my parents are very, very paranoid and sick prone, so just being able to be around them without them freaking out, I just miss being around people without people freaking out. Like, just like, hey, we all going to the house. All right, cool. We chilling to the house. But oh, let me bring my mask. Let me do this, which is, you know, stuff that you understand now are good. But, you know, walking up, I felt like the first time I saw my dad had a couple surgeries, you know what I mean? Instead of giving him the hug, I had to give him an elbow bump, you know what I mean? That's just...
But an elbow bump is trash, bro.
I mean, yeah, but yeah, you are... Yeah.
And I used the wrist bump, so like, but nigga, what is...
Hey, you almost died, you survived, and elbows.
I'm giving nothing but face hugs, bro.
I do hate that, because I'm like, I was definitely a big hugger. So, and then it's kind of awkward where... Like, you get some people who are, like, the, you know, a little bit more lax, so they get ready to want to dap you up, and then it's like, okay, you dapping, or are you fist bumping? I know, and if you can get an elbow,
so you talking about reach for a handshake, got a hug? That was you? That was you? Okay, cool.
Nah, I wasn't for the hug. I knew what I was getting. But
yeah, I was just like, negative.
Come here. Bring it on in. Shout out to my favorite hugger. I'm not going to name her, but you know.
Oh, yeah. Best to this day, 2021, best hugs in the world.
I was just telling somebody else about that person's hug. I'm just like, you know what? Every once in a while, niggas be like, we really appreciate a good hug.
That's true.
Good hug goes a long way. But it's like, you know what? All hugs aren't created equally either.
Oh, no. Some are very creepy.
But,
creepy hugs. Creepy. Oh, yeah. I'm going to have the right.
You out here getting creepy hugs, PJ?
No, I've experienced some creepy hugs. Yes. I don't know
if I've experienced a creepy hug.
Nah.
I haven't experienced a creepy hug. I don't know what that is.
I mean, did they like use the fingers and just like brush the back of your neck? Like,
nah, it was just really slow and like, it was just like, you're like, when people are in your personal space, it's just like, you're giving me a bad vibe.
No,
just,
nah, you were hugged by somebody you didn't want to be hugged by.
That also might be true. Yeah.
That's what that boiled down to.
Yeah.
I have levels. And there's folks that I understand. And then people come in that like not at the right level, I'll be like, whoa, what are you doing?
Yeah, you should
have friends. With a friend of ours who she tried to go hug this man, and he definitely gave her full palm on forehead because she tried to reach in for a hug, and he
said, "That's what she's supposed to do, though."
You're like, bro, I'm a wall.
That's how you reach out. Hugging friends, you got to intercept it.
What shout you thought this was?
Shout out to Marietta Day.
Well, nah, yeah,
you got to intercept it, bro.
Yeah.
And that's why I haven't had no awkward hug.
Yeah. There you go. I'm too nice to like deny a hug.
You ain't gonna take this hug from me.
I can't.
Nah, bro. Like, if you have never face palmed a chick,
I have never.
No offense to all my chicks, but ladies.
Oh, it's the most hilarious thing in your soul when it happens too. When you just like, oh, this has killed you inside.
Bye.
Yeah.
And they're not tall enough to fight back, and they just swing.
Well, let me ask you a question: is that you palming somebody's forehead when they or getting palmed in the forehead? Is that worse than somebody saying that they'd rather be in the coma?
We're gonna talk about that. That was, and my man was just trying to shoot a shot.
That is instant blockage. I'm blocking you on my block list. I'm calling Verizon like, hey, can y'all block a number like on my account? Like, I'm blocking in my phone, but
I would rather be in a coma than
dead. Okay, so this is gonna be, I think we finished up and buttoned up the COVID, how it started, how it's going right here. I'm going to read this thing right here, and we're gonna take the last like five or six minutes to talk about this. Okay.
I just wanted to show the book. This is what I'm about to be on now. I'm trying to start back marijuana to books. I actually got
Look, marijuana leaves.
Cortez said his reading class.
Go follow the Gentleman's Delegation on Instagram. We're trying to get to 1,000 followers by the end of the year.
It's a commercial break.
I'm weird.
Yeah, while I pull up the meme that we're talking about.
So right now my goal is just cash at me, trying to
Joel A. Spencer with the little money sign in front. You know what I mean?
Anyways.
Send, don't request.
That's not gonna happen.
He got the money though. if you send something that
wow. So again,
just send money. You send that stuff to Brian.
No. I don't got money. So this is the conversation that was had. Okay. And it is not pausing.
Cool.
Yeah, cool. I got to put it in. It came to bow. I'm going to slide it up right here. Like that there. Cortez, you send it to the group? The gentleman delegation group?
That post?
Yeah.
I sent it to our chat.
It was on our chat. Yeah.
On Vox?
Instagram. IG.
All right, y'all keep talking while I find it. You know what I mean?
I was about to say, if you can't find it, I can grab it. But
I mean, what's the number one?
I was just saying that for the first time
oh my god! Okay.
Sorry, I was looking through our Instagram chat and I saw something that I didn't see earlier. And
okay.
I know that was inspirational because we all need to find different streams of income, PJ. I know I enjoyed that post too.
Yes.
So.
Okay. All right. Yes. Cool.
In 13 years, I finally went back to the library, got me a library card, and the goal is to start trying to read more books to better myself. And so this was the first book that was actually suggested to me.
What was the name
I guess
of the
I
book?
Could shout Kelly out.
The Four Agreements.
The Four Agreements.
Okay.
Yes. Look at you. So I guess I could shout out Kelly because she was the one that told me I need to read this book first. So I'm probably going to read this, and then my next book will be Rich Dad, Poor Dad.
Okay, I read that one. That's a good one. Who Moved My Cheese is a good one.
Did you find it, Brian?
It's in the I got it.
Okay.
So
How to Trade in the Bearish and Bullish Markets, but those are the next three books.
Okay, go ahead. So this is a conversation, right, between, I'm going to say it is a lady and – a guy that looks like he's in the friend zone. And this is the lady starting off right here. He didn't do anything, LOL. No message or a gift, guy. Oh, dang, for real? Don't let it get to you. He's not serious, lady. Yeah, I know. We haven't been talking that long. It's whatever, guy. LOL, how about I get you some stuff? Food, chocolate, or whatever, and we can spend the day together instead. Hey, we might even fall in love. Just joking. Lady. Ew, no. I'd rather fall into a coma. God, I said just joking.
Yeah. Oh, that hurt my heart.
All right. I'm not ready for that question yet. The whole time I was just sitting here asking, like, why did we let Brian read this? But then he just, like, you just owned the last part, so it was okay.
Thank you. Don't you stop on me. I can read.
You. No.
I know when to put the emphasis. Brother, could you mark off my book, please?
I honestly thought that he was going to change his voices when he was going from.
I was about to, but that was going to be a little bit too much. Y'all would have talked about me a little bit too much if I did that. So I didn't want to do that.
Trying to get you Insta famous.
The minute I cut this clip, I'm putting that clip as our main clip. Mm-mm. But
you did put lightning strike twice.
Kill yourself.
That is me. We can start respecting
this. No, we're not going to make that go viral. That's not how I want to go viral. Even though
to be famous, I could have songified it. It would have been fight.
Hey, bro, if they remix it.
I could have made t shirts. Yeah, like,
we could have got in touch with, what is it, DJ, the remix guy?
Yeah.
And him go ahead and throw a beat on there.
Bro, yeah. Let me send that WhatsApp to Sway, bro. That's a wrap. Brian's famous.
Yeah.
But my heart goes out to him because he's hurting right now.
Hurting, bro. You were just trying to shoot a shot. See, that's a work husband text right there.
That is not a work husband.
That's not a work husband text. That's not a work husband text. That's a food person text.
That's a food bay text.
No, yeah. Work husband wouldn't have got played like that.
That is the guy best friend that he secretly had crush, and he was just like, hey, let me try to go ahead and shoot this opportunity. And she quickly reminded him, like, I still only see you as the gay best friend, even though he's not gay.
I think he's I think that text is a lower person than that, because the way she clowned that man is just like, that's
again. He got to be an ugly guy best friend. He got to be an ugly guy.
No, he's definitely ugly. He's definitely ugly.
But he doesn't have to be ugly. Yes. He's just the guy best friend. Like, understand your role. You're never getting out of that.
Because, like, man, there is no role lower than being viewed as the gay best friend and you're straight. She changed your whole sexual preference to let you know you have zero shot. There is nothing lower than that. So she viewed this man as the gay best friend. That's why she hit him. That's why he's the ugly gay best friend.
Yeah,
he got hit with the ill.
The gay best friend can slide up, you know what I mean? I was about to say something. totally horrible. I'm not gonna. The assumed gay best friend can probably move his way, but the nigga that's under there as the food guy, you only get text messages when they're hungry. And you have Uber Eated, DoorDash, Grubhub, Domino's Pizza, something while you wasn't even there to her house.
I mean, well, see, the thing is that the food guy might actually be higher because if the food guy, I was about to say, the food guy might actually be higher than the ugly gay best friend. Nah, and I say that simply.
I have not even seen.
No, look, let me explain why.
Hold on.
Because this is just a. If the food guy is the guy that's just only getting food sent to her, then that's one thing. But if the food guy is the guy that she still let him take her out for food, that's a level up. Granted, he's not going to appear in any of the pictures.
All right, hold on. Time out. Joe, go ahead.
Who has been the food guy? Because I don't know. I ain't been the food guy.
I ain't never been a food guy.
So I ain't going
to
speak.
Ain't nobody about to answer that question.
I have.
My friend used to be the food guy. My friend used to be a food guy.
Okay. I have been a food guy once. I've been the food guy, Russ.
Did it hurt?
I'm not going to incriminate myself on video tape or anything else. But I did not stay the food guy.
But so okay. So food guy felt worse. But did it feel worse because you were just spending money, or do you actually think it was like lower than when you were just a friend, or when you were friend zone?
We're going to talk about this later. And if y'all pay for our Patreon, you'll get to hear this whole conversation.
We're going to go ahead and make this conversation on the group.
After this. But I've been the food guy, but I didn't stay the food guy.
Because my question is, you're telling me right now, you'd rather it would make you feel better if she was to call you and tell you, guess what, you're getting promoted. Now you're my new gay best friend.
Now, the gay best friend is worse than being the food guy.
I don't think so, because the gay best friend, you're going out with her. You're like, oh, the food guy is just the food guy. He ain't doing nothing but getting you food.
Is it okay if you're the gay best friend if you're actually gay? But if you're straight and she calls you the gay best friend,
neither of them are good for you emotionally. But I might have to deal, I might have to agree with Pat, because it is like, at least one of them, they want your time. The other one, you're taking my money. And your
this is how I know y'all have never been the food guy before.
I'm
because
not.
Y'all have.
I was about to say, TJ said that he's been the food guy. Right, okay, so well, I feel like we need to hear from him.
This is a whole different. This is a whole different pod. We got to talk about this.
Never mind.
Like, that's we don't want to give them too much. We're trying to get these hoes to pay us. You feel me? And by hoes,
you about to get
followers. Yep.
We already talked about that. We seen it happen on a few people's lives.
Well, we can't talk
if you want to.
I mean, hoes lovingly and collectively.
Yeah, Brian's a hoe. It's fine.
I've been a hoe, but I'm now hoeing a little longer. Okay, Mr. For the Streets.
I ain't a hoe no more. I'm delivered.
Oh, thank you. I ain't a hoe no more. Bro, I haven't been a hoe since.
You know, only real hoes have been hoes in
2013.
Like, you are a real hoe if you've hoed in last year.
Oh, yeah. I haven't hoed there. I was hoeing in like 2013.
Y'all, like, you know COVID has gotten y'all to the point where y'all can't even lie good. Like, y'all have not had real face-to-face conversations. Like, y'all don't realize y'all face is giving y'all away no more. Like, I'm just like.
The conversation I got is me looking at TikTok.
The devil.
Oh, man.
And that's you okay over there, Joel?
Like, we're dying. Okay, hey, guys, we're going to get into the conversation a little bit more. This is going to be kind of a new phase for the gentleman's delegation. We're going to add some more people in, have some good conversations. But thank you for joining us back as we get back going into things. So this is your boy Q.
It's your boy Tez.
It's Pat.
All right.
DJ.
There we go.
That was it.
Okay. Come on. I always got to be light-skinned.
You know what? At least he's consistent.
Hey, you know what? That is true. So y'all catch us Hey, join the Instagram. We're going to be on here having our conversation on Facebook. Just comment. We'll comment back. We'll talk to y'all. We need y'all inspiration to keep this going. So that's it for us. We're going to jump into the group chat and talk about the food guy and the gay best friend, which one's worse. And we're going to get back to y'all on that one.